Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, Tuesday night, and welcome everybody. The program where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want. And we hope to have the lines open in a little bit. One of the things that is on my mind, and I know it's on the mind of millions and millions of people, is this economy, you know, that has been struggling through here and prices going up and all that. Now, many people that are affluent don't have to worry about that. You know, they're well off. They could probably last 100 years. But those of us who are disabled and the elderly and a lot of people who are on a regular income, they call it a fixed income. Well, it shouldn't be fixed. It should be flexible. Now, the government knows and the agencies know that this is the time of the month when many, many disabled people are very, very low on money or maybe completely out of funding, you know. Now, knowing that and understanding, because you know, don't forget, they recertify us every so many months or whatever it is, you know. So they know are what we're getting, what we're taking in. They know the numbers, you know. So there's no excuse for them not to know that people don't have enough money to make it through the month. Now, given that fact and understanding that fact, why aren't these agencies reaching out to people and say, hey, we need an excuse to fundraise. You know, we're going to go to our board of directors and go to the government and say, hey, let us help people so they can get through the month. At the same time, go to their Congress people and say, look, you know, we want people to be helped, and we don't want them to be penalized. So we want you to urging you to draft a law that will change this business that a person loses their benefits under certain, you know, if they take in a certain amount. We don't want that anymore. We don't believe in that. That's no good for the country. It's no good for the economy. And plus, we the agencies want to start raising money to help these people. And we can't do that. They're going to be penalized. And if we're going to get in trouble for helping them, see what has to happen here? It has to be a joint venture here. And the agencies should really start it, you know. They have a dialogue with the state, with the federal government. They should start this ball rolling in this direction and help people who are struggling through. And you know, where you don't have to be afraid of somebody helping you and this stupid thing hanging over your head where the government might find out, you know, and start taking away your what little you've got. I mean, that just think about that. The multi-billion dollar government against the disabled, and you wonder why we say that they're anti-disabled? There's a big reason right there. It's like they don't want us to have help. If they did, they would mandate these agencies to raise money. They would put up a law that people could fight for to make it so that nobody can touch that disability money for as long as you're disabled. So that's the inner sight idea. And, you know, if we had the means, if we had the funding, that's one of the things that we would pursue.
Inner sight.
Because it's horrendous to go through life and go through a month and not have enough resources to help you. And on top of that, knowing that there are agencies out there with millions and millions of dollars, some with even more, you know. Now, every agency should be more in touch with the constituency that they're supposed to service. And reach out and say, hey, you know, I'm not talking about make people rich. No. Don't get the wrong idea here. You know, reach out and say, hey, we did a little fundraising. Mm-hmm. How you doing? I mean, can you? Now, a lot of people won't accept it, and that's all right. But there are those of us who would. And there are those of us who have the attitude they owe us.
That's right. You know?
So the agency should reach out and say, hey, look, you know, we got $200. We raised the money. We're using it as a fundraiser. You know, so we made the legal percentage on it. I think it's 20% they're allowed to take, you know.
Yeah.
And so we want to give you this $200 to help you get through the month. And at the same time, they should announce to the disabled person, we've contacted our local legislators, our congresspeople, and we're telling them to draft a law, you know, so that people cannot be penalized because we're helping them.
That's true.
See, that's what should be done here, especially now with this craziness of this economy that you hear about it every day. You know, tune into CNBC and you'll hear all the economists and this guy Powell made a statement today. How they're going to keep on this, you know, and raise the, the interest until the economy improves. Well, the agencies should keep on to help people who are disabled, help their constituency. Remember,
that's
it wasn't
correct.
For us. They wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have a dime.
It actually seems like it's getting worse, Frank. I don't know about you. But I feel that every year, you know, things are getting harder to do and harder to get and harder to find and harder to everything, you know?
Sure, because these agencies are at a standstill. They're not moving forward.
Nope.
You know? They're not going to bat for us, but they hell damn using us to get all this money. You show me one agency in this country for the disabled who doesn't use us to get their budget for the year.
Right? Huh.
You know, every independent living center in the country operates that way, and all the others, too.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Very true.
Another problem is, I was talking with several people, they all have the same problem. They're all stuck in shelters. The state and the county is wasting thousands and thousands of dollars keeping people in these shelters, you know, because there are no places available that people can afford, right? The agencies should be helping them, you know? If you have a situation where a person can only afford like maybe $800 a month or whatever it is, and the rent is $1,200 or whatever it is, the agencies should make up the difference. All right? Yeah, you have Section 8, but that's not enough. You got to get these agencies to start raising money. And it's a good fundraising idea, you know. All right, open mic 3-816-1650, and brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. June 5th is the Whisker Walk to raise money to save the Akita. Did you hear anything different about a different date? It's still June 5th, right?
No. No, not yet. Yeah. It is June 5th.
June 5th, as far as we know,
yep,
is the date for the Whisker Walk. That takes place online. And I've offered to have my dog, Charabel, my guide dog, participate. With the funds that she is able to generate to be given to the Akita Rescue, and they could disperse them in any way they want.
Right, whatever they need it for.
That's my inner sight pledge for that. All right. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and you email them at Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.org. So keep that date in mind, the Whisker Walk, June 5th, and go to their email. Send them an email. They'll give you the details. I don't know the exact website where you can pick up the walk, but if you email them,
yeah,
you know, they'll give it to you.
I remember.
And we'll try to get it and pass it on. What?
I remember, like, last year, it was on every rescue's participant. And then what they did, they had a link from the webpage, the main webpage.
But they weren't on last year. You're talking about 2-3 years ago.
Right, 2-3 years ago. I'm sorry. I feel like we're in a time warp with this virus.
With this virus, you know? Business, they curtailed the Whisker Walk.
Things.
You know. So now it's hopefully going to happen. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And bless all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank you for it. All right. Yeah. Kennedy Realty helps our cause. We thank Mr. Kennedy, Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 for Mr. Kennedy, and a great knowledgeable guy on real estate and a beautiful person. Big dog lover, too, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I can't
so
wait
there
till
you
I
have
it.
Kennedy Realty. What?
I said, I can't wait till I have a service dog and we train it, and it'll be fun, I think. And I'll have something that helps me at the same time.
Yeah.
I saw a Australian Shepherd who's next door to our house, and it's a 4-month-old puppy. All I wanted to do was sit there all day long playing with that darn puppy. He's so cute. And he's very smart, very smart.
Well, find out where they got it from.
I know. She's going to write down the information for me. She has to go in the house and get it. She's going to write down the information and give it to me. It's a breeder. But they didn't. I said, how much do they charge? Somebody got it for me as a gift. I don't know. I'll find out, though. That's what she said to me. Yeah, she got it as a gift. So I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, find out. Tell her we can train it.
Yeah.
You know, or we got a puppy. You gotta let the thing grow up.
Oh yeah. I'm going to look for an older dog, though, a little older. Sometimes when you get a one-year-old dog or a two-year-old dog, number one, it's cheaper. I don't know why, but it is cheaper. And then number two, you know, the dog will start developing more skills.
Well, see what you get. I used to know the Australian breeders a while back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think of who it was, but...
the name
they donated to us.
Oh,
they donated a
okay.
bunch of puppies to us. Ira might know because he was involved with that.
How?
But anyway. Oh, your phone is breaking up and you sound far away.
I'm right on top of the darn thing. I have to use my cell phone because the other three phones, they're starting to get really.
Now that's better. Where you are now?
I didn't move.
Keep it right there.
I didn't move.
All right, Inner Sight. Speaking of dogs, dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. Long Island 631. My buddy Gary, you call him 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical when they can do it. So keep the number handy, and if you're disabled and you have trouble getting the food, let him know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Inner Sight, proud to announce that number on our show.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. Need any info on advocacy or social service or social security or any kind of legislation going on with the disabled? Call Silo. They can usually find out for you if they don't know the answer. 631-880-7929. That's the number. 631-880-7929 Silo. And we thank them. We forgot to do Able News last night. Let's get the Able News.
Yes. I have my
And we apologize, Angela,
yes.
for that. But let's
Hold
see
on.
We can hook that up.
Yep, it's coming.
On the Inner Sight and Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and as a reminder, change.org, if you're looking for the nursing home petition, it's temporarily down. All right, we're working on it. Go ahead.
I said not by us. This is the second time change.org knocked down a petition for us for the nursing homes. And then when it gets too heated for them, I think they can't handle it for real.
Yeah, we want to get rid of the nursing homes by turning them into accessible housing.
Simple.
All right. We're going to need legal help. We're going to need political. It's a whole big thing, but it's a solution. where people won't have the fear of nursing homes hanging over their head.
I live with it every day.
In their own home with the help that they need. What?
I live with that every day, and I fear that. And to the point now, it's funny what I'm going to say, and it's also serious. I'm getting a tattoo on my body say, don't put this woman in a nursing home. And the reasons why, the small reasons why, like somebody holding like almost like a Bill of Rights, but not, you know. One, nursing homes kill people too, you know, and go on and what we have said, but make it short and sweet. And then people know that that's the reason why I don't want to be in nursing homes.
Well, they're horrible. They're horrible places. They have no regard for individuals. They take your money. Take your pension. They take your home, you know.
It told my husband that he has to immediately, after 2 months, put me on the nursing home Medicaid as opposed to the community Medicaid. Do you know if my husband did not finish the lift and the wheelchair ramp, they would have kept? I would have been complaining. They couldn't keep me there long. I'm a free spirit, so I got to be all around.
Whoever they can keep in there, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I had good insurance. The problem was they knew me well. They said when they wanted to approve me to go into the nursing home, they said to the person, we're only giving her a small amount of time to get better because we know she don't like it. I swear they did. We know she doesn't do well in that environment. I said, hell no.
All right. Do we have any callers?
We have Anthony, but he's listening gladly. If you want to, I know Anthony.
By the way, if anyone wants to speak out on open mic, you know, just keep it clean. 213-816-1650, and we'll acknowledge you, and you don't have to identify yourself.
Yep.
And just
if you want to talk, you want to, if you want to just say your first name or somebody else's first name at that, just to keep your anonymity, we'll do that also, you know. But just
to
give
you
a
whatever name you want.
Yeah. I could be Sally for all you know. No, Suzanne's my real name. That's it.
Inner Sight and Open Mic. Now let me go down the list here. What we're on every night on Blog Talk Radio 8 to 9, and Monday is the Matt O'Glad Show. Tonight's Open Mic. Tomorrow night is the nursing home program. Nursing homes kill people. Turn them in. To accessible housing.
I have a lot to
tomorrow
reveal.
Night show. Thursday's show, how every commission for the blind in this country doesn't do a thing when a blind person's denied a guide dog.
That's true.
So we'll talk about that. We'll explain the ins and outs of that and, you know, how people should have rights, should be a law, and there is none, all right? And we'll tell you how far Inner Sight has gone, even to Congress.
Yeah, all and right. We're not even in the building, aren't even accepted into the building, which is even worse, I think.
Friday
you know,
night is our funnies. Don't forget, Friday night, you want to have a good laugh or act stupid, you know.
Frank, do you remember
call in
when
Friday
you
night.
Frank.
Right. What?
Frank, do you remember when you went to do the, I don't know if it was a fair hearing or a hearing just in general, and the, I think you were with Bahamonde, and they, you know, didn't put you in the building for some reason for your dog.
A hearing on what?
And hearing on...
you're talking about the time when I wanted to file a complaint against my landlady.
Yeah, and it was so terrible that you ended up filing a complaint about the security company also because they didn't let you in. I was flabbergasted about that. And I'm flabbergasted that they took...
Yeah, well, you see, the law is too weak. You know?
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is. There's no enforcement.
I don't consider it a law. I don't consider that my civil rights. And a lot of people who are disabled consider that our freedom and our civil rights. I don't feel that it's that, ever.
There's no enforcement.
Yeah. That's it.
You know?
Now you got it. Right.
So,
you're right.
Anyway, we'll talk more about that on Thursday night. Not only with the service dog thing, how there's no enforcement, there's no law, there's no justice.
That's right. You can't
have justice unless you have a law.
That's right.
And that's the only thing worse than no law, no justice.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, and we have a tentative date. We're hoping to get support on this demonstration to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing September 17th. Have I got that right?
Yep.
At the date we set? 17th September,
yep.
Saturday, 11
yep.
to 2.
What? We're still tentative on the plate. That's all.
Yeah. Location to be announced. Well, what we need is people to work from their home online, the site, you know.
That's right.
So if we can get enough people who maybe get attention to this situation. See, that's the thing. We're proposing a solution to the nursing homes. Where people won't have to go to the people won't be able to go to them. Let's put it that way.
That's right. Yeah.
Because they won't be there. Now,
do people
really want a solution?
Yeah, that's the big question.
We're
going to
find out.
Yeah.
What's the kind
I'm
of support we're going to
get?
Because
get
we're not we're not asking people to come out in the street and violate the law. And get arrested to me that's ridiculous. Why should we be arrested? The people that are violating us should be arrested.
That's right.
So we're going to try to pull it off, or we're going to have to make a decision months down the line, because if we don't get enough support, we won't be able to do it.
That's right.
And I hate to say it, but that might be an indication that people don't want to get rid of the nursing homes.
Or people don't want to change, either or.
They don't want to what?
They don't want change right now.
Well, why not?
I don't know. People are scared. I know that.
Scared of what?
I don't know. They're afraid of not getting...
Scared to be in your own home?
Scared to be alone in their own home, not having...
Well, they won't be alone. They won't be alone. If our idea is is implemented. They will not be alone.
Oh, we know that.
The whole point.
I know that. I know what's going to happen,
yeah.
How we're going to make it happen. But the thing is, they still are hard... you know, they have a different opinion about it. That's the problem.
Well, we'll find out where people are at. Because, you know, so far we haven't gotten any response.
That's right.
From anyone. Well, I got one response from our friend Tracy. Said she would like to help online. All right. So that's good. It's a beginning.
You spoke to Tracy. That's awesome. I was worried about her. How's she feeling?
A couple of weeks ago, I talked to her.
Oh, okay.
I asked her to please find out what groups will support us, you know, and I haven't heard back yet. So.
She's probably calling them individually, which I was thinking of doing myself, you know.
You got to send out emails to some of these groups.
Yeah. I want to do it automated and then put it in our system and just do it. Once a year that we do, like, some sort of telethon and we have a get it on the computer, like a database, and then it could make like labels and stuff like that. I've done that before when I used to work. So
let's find out if they're going to support this demonstration before you get all fancied up with that. You know,
maybe that's what we need, though, something fancy, just to, you know, spruce us up a little bit, you know. We're kind of, I got to say, we really come in like we've lived in that place long. That's what I feel it is, and it's good. We're a strong advocacy organization, so when we come in strong and ready to help. And some people are like, whoa, you know, they're not used to Inner Sight. And then they just, you know, they back down and they say, we could help you out, you know, some of the time. Some of the time, you really have to go back person and go hard on the people who are not giving them rights. That's a problem.
We need a few people to get together and say, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's, you know,
let's do it. Let's,
I think a lot
this,
of people,
you know,
will. I don't know. I got to see. A lot of people say yes to me. I give them the website, and then I don't hear back from them on anything. It's true, Frank.
Yeah, well, people are very preoccupied right now with all this stuff, all the economy and all that.
Well, I know that.
You know?
Hey, at the end of the show, like around 9 o'clock, please call me back. I want to make sure the petition goes up in the right manner. Because we're doing it for tomorrow, and I just need somebody to, you know, help me with all the, they have these little labels and things you got to put on the petition and where people should go for it, blah, 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 blah. On the, what is that called? On the, change.org's post requirements. They changed it a little.
Oh, you got to get your aide to help you with that.
Yeah, the aide who's at night. Goes to sleep at that time.
Do it in the morning.
Morning at 4 a.m.? Ouch.
What do you mean 4 a.m.? When your aide comes in.
My regular aide? I hope that they come in around 10 a.m. So some of them come in at 9:30 and some of them come in at 10 a.m. So
that's when you should do those things.
Yeah, the one aide on the weekend helped me tremendously. Her name is Marie, and I just want to do a shout-out for Marie. She was very helpful to me, very. She speaks English clearly, and she was helping me with my forms and everything. She helped me organize everything. So it's awesome. Now I got
to
do a little bit more. Yeah, I know. She goes, oh, let me help you. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, open mic, 213-816-1650. We usually get Louie calling in.
Yeah, I know. I don't see him yet.
Friday night.
I'm going to, hey, Louie, call in. He always calls in when we say his name. I think he listens
so
to it.
So we'll go, we'll keep you abreast on that. And we have no callers?
No callers, but Anthony is listening.
Well, this is the time of year, you know, when people are going to go out more, you know. They're not going to be in the house near the phone, but they can listen whenever they want.
Yeah. Do you know about astrological stuff? Like,
pick it up.
There's, hey, Frank, I know you
what?
Were, you know, I know you were a whiz when it came to chemistry. I know you enjoyed it. But were you the same type of whiz when you looked up, like, an astronomer? Can you tell when you were younger if they had, like, if you had a strong, you know, glass or something? Can you, could you have seen something like that?
No, I don't like astronomy. I was never into that stuff.
Yeah, because I was just looking at something the other day saying there would have been a lunar eclipse. And I think things like that are like comets, lunar eclipses, you know, all of that. So I wanted to see some of those. That's something natural to the Earth. Anyway, they cross the, you know, the comets and the meteorites. They cross paths with Earth, but a lot of times we have a great atmosphere except for when they do crazy things like, you know, put up things into the sky or something. You have to be careful, you know, where you live. Do it where nobody lives and what will help better, you know. So, yeah, they said something about a lunar eclipse. I just wanted to see if anybody knew about it.
Well, the moon affects the tides a lot.
That's what I'm saying. And your mood, and also how your health is also.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that somebody explained that to me, that the moon affects your health.
Well, I think the whole universe
affects
your health. All the pollution.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Do you know,
the water and all that.
When I lived in New York City, I used to always have a severe asthma attack, maybe once or twice a year. Now that I don't live in the city, I don't get it. So we know that it was, you know, definitely pollution that would aggravate my lungs. But also,
well, either that or you might have been allergic to some things too.
Something, yeah. I was allergic to the city, you know. I could have been, you're right. I mean, I loved going to school where I did. And they did help the disabled a lot. I mean, we had note takers. You know, we had that. If we needed it in large print, they made their own notes in large print for us. I mean, we had a lot at NYU. They were one of the pioneers in helping people with disabilities. They really were.
By the way, a health tip, since we're on the subject, wild oil of oregano helps tremendously with asthma and all kinds of sinus problems and breathing and all that. So get some of that wild oil of oregano.
Every day
you can put six drops. You could put six drops in a glass of water.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And
it
you
helps
can
a lot,
get a lot of benefits from that.
But you could hear that
wild,
I'm congested, so.
Wild oil of oregano comes from the oregano plant.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I have two. I accidentally bought two. But, hey, they'll be used by the end of this month, I think. I'm putting the six drops in plain water. And when you do that, it's not as bad as if you take it straight in your mouth. I know somebody who did it that way. I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, straight in my mouth would be really, really tough to take for me.
It's very powerful stuff, and it kills virus.
Yeah.
It deters virus tremendously.
It does.
So check it out, wild oil of oregano.
Yeah. I love my wild oil of oregano. I really do. It's really healthy.
All right, open mic. And our hearts go out to all those who have loved ones in the nursing homes.
That's true.
And I heard about a nursing home specifically for people who serve this country.
Yep.
I think it's somewhere in Brooklyn.
Northport. And there's also
There's one in Northport, but there might be another one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there is. My Uncle Willie was in that one. Yep. There's a long-standing one in Brooklyn.
So
it's been around a very long time. They have veterans in there from World War II still. Imagine staying in a home that long. I would crack up, for real. I would be one tough cookie to handle. Seriously, I would not be able to handle that nursing home. I would have died a long time ago, honestly. Because it isolates
so
you.
So people who have served this country, their benefits are taken from them. The same way
we have it,
civilian benefits are taken to pay.
People bother.
For the nursing home.
For me. And I was very hurt that they even did that. It was only for them to be paid, not for me to, you know, get out and have a more lively lifestyle for myself that I could actually get a ramp made
Who's
to get
they?
In my house. Get out. the nursing home.
What do you mean? They took your your disability money.
Right, and they took anything else that I was, you know, any kind of little 401k, any kind of little dots. They started wanting to take them. I said to my husband, no, they're not taking my 401k. Just tell it like it is. I'm getting out of there no matter what they say. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, take everything.
Yeah, and I actually said to them, it's been 4 months and I'm working my butt off and you keep taking away the physical therapy. Do you know what the physical therapist used to do? I'm not mentioning the person's name. They used to get and, you know, to my room and just took his thumb and pointed it in the direction where I needed to go. He know I could, he knew I could see it there. So I said, okay, be there in a moment. Because they used to feed me in my room because I wouldn't go anywhere else to be fed where I saw a very depressing sight. I went to that guy's class every morning. I did exercise every morning. I ate well every morning. And then I went back to my, if I didn't have that time that I was in the long-term
unit. Well, you didn't eat
good
in the nursing home.
No, I didn't. I always got
That's
my own
sure.
cereal and milk. I got almond milk with nice cereal. Yep. I made sure I got good stuff. And they would come in with
well,
my
you had your own food.
On.
You had to get your own food.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did with yogurt and all that. I had to keep it in the kitchen's refrigerator. Isn't that crazy?
And hope that nobody stole it.
No, not for patients if it was down there. They were pretty good that way. Nothing, it could get misplaced. Then if it got misplaced, you
well,
stole
that,
them the receipt.
Well, that's unusual
yeah.
because in most places, they take that food.
Oh, yeah, they do. But I guess they liked me. I don't know. That's all I can say. I used to make crochet hats for people. So anytime, you know, I wanted to get rid of some old yarn, I used to make crocheted really nice hats. I still could do it again. And that's what they wanted me to do for any time that they had a favor for me. Oh, can you just pay me back with a crocheted hat? Here's the yarn. And they would give me yarn. And I just crochet it from that day to the next. But now that my eyes have gotten a little worse, I have to do it with feeling the crochet stitch with my fingers if I can't see it. So I happen to like crochet for that reason because I could feel the stitches. You know, I don't know what...
All right, inner sight. Turn the nursing
yeah.
homes into accessible housing. There's a solution.
Yes,
213-816-1650 if you want to call in. By the way, if anyone else has a different idea how to get rid of these nursing homes, we'd love to hear that. You know, we're
you
open
know who
to
I love
to hear?
I love when Anthony
what?
Has some. I love
I
when
can hardly
Anthony,
hear you now.
I said I love when Anthony has something to say about them. He usually hits the nail on the head. Let me see if I can get him to do a little speech. Anthony, you up
oh,
for it?
Oh, he wants to talk. He's welcome, you know. How about we're supposed to get Louie on the line.
Yeah, I know. I don't see Louie right now.
All right,
here. Here's Anthony. Let's get him on the line.
Oh.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Anthony.
Good.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I do agree with you, Frank, that SSI is not enough. But, I know how people struggle and suffer, and I know how it's a bunch of nonsense and how people run out of money, you know, before the month is over and all that, and how people live alone and, you know, have no one to help them, and maybe their family members have died or whatever their situation is or somebody moved out. But I really don't think that we're going to, you know, get much better off with SSI. If anything, they're just going to give us more money, you know, a couple more $100, and that's, you know, the best we can hope for. And, you know, if it's ever going to get done or, you know, we're going to get more than what we expected, it'll be because of election time coming and Biden, you know, wants to do it. He talked about some sort of housing voucher grant. Now, that wouldn't probably help any of us who listen to this show. It's probably for college students and, you know, stuff like that. And we don't even know how that's going to pan out. And I just think it's nonsense that he's talking about to just, you know, keep people interested in what he has to say because he knows that his presidency is failing. But, you know, as far as you know, us being able to keep our SSI, that would be nice. But, you know, the way it's designed is that SSI is for the poor. And, you know, if you have any more money and they find out about it, then, you know, it's theirs, and that's the way it is. And Medicaid is for the poor.
Excuse me. You can still be so-called poor and keep your SSI and not, you know, and not be penalized if you get a few bucks more. You'll still be poor.
You got to be poor to their standards.
Let me explain something. You have people who are poor before they went and got the SSI, like I was when I was younger. Okay, then this woman said to me, I want you to follow what I have to say. I said, what do you mean what I have to say? She said, listen, I'm going to try to get you money from your father's, you know, quarters of coverage. He has a lot, more than you. You don't have anything. So this will help you the rest of your life because you came in here before the age of 22. I was only 20 when I became disabled. So, yeah, that happened. And if I ever find her again, she was around just a little bit older than me, maybe about 2 years, three years older than me. And she knew the Social Security inside and out. I was amazed that she was like 18 and she knew it all, the whole Social Security. So she got that for me. And I was able to get off SSI and go totally on SSDI. And it's kind of a...
Yeah, but you see, let me explain something. None of this is really any solution. Because the politicians can come along, and a different person, a different Congress, a different president, and change it and take it away.
Right.
See, that's
right.
Why the agencies should be involved in this.
That's
and they
good.
Should
and
use
that's...
it to fundraise and help us. Because they get money because of us. This business with the politicians, with increase and all this, that's a bunch of bull crap. That's not going to help us.
And
that
that's
will
what...
never help us because it fluctuates so damn much.
And that's what Biden says about being president. That, you know, anything he does, another president will come in and undo. But then why be president then? Because everything you do is pointless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he feels that way.
Why if he wants to do something great for the disabled, let him mandate these agencies to raise money and at the same time make it so that nobody can tamper with your disability money, that little money you get.
I'm not understanding what you're saying about fluctuation, but, you know, it is true that, you know, you can't really have much more. And, you know, all these programs,
you're
these socials. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Yes. If you have something called Able Now account, I don't know if you know about it, all right? But what it does, it allows you to make that extra amount of money so you can use it on bills and stuff like that, or even something like an irrevocable arrangement, if you know what I'm saying. All from the $2,000 that they only restrict you to, that you're able to have, up to
It's a thousand. And Suzanne, I love you, but that's poverty now, not Able Now.
Oh, I know.
They tell you that to make you feel good as a disabled person, that, you know, you're not suffering as bad as, you know, you feel that you are. And, you know, most people would think that you are. you're living in poverty when you're disabled, and that's all there is to it. And, you know, you just scoot by for the month, and that's it.
Let me explain what I mean by fluctuation. You get a politician in there now, all right? Maybe he wants to give us a little more. He's giving a little more to a lot of people in the food stamps, right? You get the Republicans in there, they're going to cut that back.
Yes, they are.
See? Fluctuates. That's why the agencies should be involved with a mandate. Because if they fundraise and they're going to use part of that money to help us, and we can help them fundraise, you know, that's going to benefit us more than any politician, because the politicians have to listen to the Congress, and you got different people with different laws, and it goes back and forth. You know, that's what I mean by fluctuate. A different administration is going
to
do things differently.
We have years more of Biden, you know, or maybe Nancy Pelosi or whoever comes in if they decide that his memory is too bad for him to be president anymore. But I really think that these agencies are too small to take on, you know, that kind of responsibility. And if they did, then, you know, people would say that it's government.
I don't agree with that. They can expand. They can fundraise.
They would say it's too big of an agency. These look at the, you know, independent living centers, Frank. I mean, it might not be considered, you know, a small thing that they're doing to, you know, disabled people
they
who don't
get a
get
lot
out
of
money.
House,
and maybe they might
know?
Feel that it's
changed. And why don't they organize a telethon?
Changes their
twice
life.
A year.
They're part of the government.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to
fundraise.
That's
why the government has to mandate them to do it.
They're too small. They would have
they
to give them
to
a lot more money.
That's right,
no,
and they
wouldn't.
Don't give to.
No, they wouldn't. They would have to allow them to use the money that they're already giving them in different ways.
Right.
That's
and
what
then
they'd
they would,
have to do.
In different ways. That would have to be a federal government program and nothing that these small organizations like Commission for the Blind or
not
Visions
a program,
or any
a mandate.
Of that could handle. Right, but it would be that would be nothing that they could handle. They don't have, their office isn't big enough, they don't have enough staff, they don't have enough computers. It would have to be taken over by a totally different agency within the government.
I don't believe. You don't need that much to do. In 1972, when I put together a concert with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, we had a little office in a building donated to us by a union. And we put together $1 million show.
There you go.
You know, if you do it right, you can do it, believe me. I'll show them how to do it. They'd listen to me.
Yeah.
I remember... Joe was alive, and we had the dog wedding. We didn't put a penny into it, but we got back a lot. A lot of people coming there and knowing what we needed and what other people, they said they were just passing and saw this. They always wanted a dog, and they wanted to know how and why they couldn't get it. You know, so many people had so many different things to say and nice things to say. So doing it that way, you can do things and gather people with just word of mouth, and we get it done, you know, tenfold, and tenfold gives us back what we, even little bit that we spent, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't see anything different than if you have tons of money or if
I
you
believe
have
it could
just
work.
Little.
I mean, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know,
but they don't want
to save money.
Raise anything, Frank, because they don't. They don't intend on giving us what, you know, you would consider a lot of money. It's just enough
they
money.
They have to be ordered.
Your head above
to be
water.
Mandated.
The government will never order that. Will never
well,
allow
they,
that. Will
then,
never
then,
be structured
well,
that
then,
way.
Then they
it's
really don't want
to
save
for
money.
You
right.
to eat and pay bills.
Right. Is that what it comes down to?
I guess not. But the national debt is growing, 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 and And nobody's really worried about it that much because the national debt will continue to grow long after Biden is dead and long after the president that takes over him, him is dead. And that's, nothing really that is within our control. That's over our heads. And, it's far beyond.
You've got to change the way things are done. It's the only way that people are going to get help.
Right.
The way it is now, it's horrible.
That I agree with, but we're going to have to live with it, you know.
I don't think for long. So far, a lot of people are getting changed.
All right, I got to go up the line.
I don't know, Suzanne, but we've been doing this for years.
Yes, I know. But you know what? Sometimes it takes years to get things done. I remember the ADA when it came into being, but they had years to knock it down. That's the problem. We can't give them the ability to knock something like this down without people who have disabilities giving them stories back and knocking them down back in the same way. I would love to do that. You know why? Because I'm
right.
I am so ready.
You could be positive about it, but,
and if somebody goes down that bad, dark road, I'm going to, beat them. I'm going to say, I'm here, and you know what? I'm going to say, come with me, and I'm going to be telling you the truth, and here it is, and you might not like it. It's ugly.
If it happens, Suzanne, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You live every day, and you do the best you can, and you get by with what you have, and if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, and that's all we can do.
We got to get out of here, guys. Anyways, thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Frank. But it's early; the show's not even over yet.
Oh, it's got.
Oh wow.
Let's see.
No, it's almost
57.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Sorry.
All right, thank you. Thank everybody for listening, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And this has been Open Mic. So keep on listening. Anybody wants to make a donation to Inner Sight, go to innersight.info, and you can do it through the PayPal. We appreciate it. Whatever amount you can spare helps. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, around the world, Open Mic. Mike, I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And everyone who believes in freedom and justice. Those are
we'll
the kind of
it.
People we need.
Yeah.
To help revise this system. Because we love this country. That's what this is all about.
Yep.
What we want to do will help all people, not just the disabled. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.